The leadership of teachers have expressed satisfaction with the outcome of a closed-door meeting with President John Mahama and the chief executive of the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission at the Flagstaff House at Kanda in Accra. Briefing the media, the president of NAD, Samuel Alubia, said teachers are likely to suspend their one-week-old strike and wait for the government to address their demands.
The president is but one executive of the state. There's no way we can defy his orders. Orders were compelling us, but now that the president himself has come in, we want to give it a try, go to our council, explain to them, express the sentiment of the president to them, and the commitment is what the president has said. The president has accepted that they will ensure that the institutions involved will play their part so that the rest of the issues will be solved. We are very, very optimistic that with the president himself being involved, we are hopeful that at the end of the day, we'll get the fair share of our needs. As for calling off, it will depend. When we postpone it, then later we realize that the promise is not fulfilled, then we'll later advise ourselves and ask that we suspend it for a while, and if the demand is not met, then we get back.
You have the president of NAD, Samuel Alubia. Meanwhile, Tewu says it will meet with its council tomorrow to discuss calls by the president to suspend the strike. Its president Peter Lumo told Radio Ghana that the union is prepared to go back to the negotiation table with the GES and Fair Wages and Salaries Commission to iron out the issues. He commended government for the meeting, acknowledging the union's happiness that the president appreciates that in the GES there are teaching and non-teaching staff.
We have always said this, that the bodies that matter, if they call us to the table and show their goodwill to negotiate, why? We are trade unions. So we'll sit down and negotiate. So the unions in the GES are prepared to go to the table to negotiate, provided the other side is prepared to negotiate. Why not?
How soon you'll be going back to your membership or to your council to consult and take a decision?
We'll meet our councils on Wednesday.
How would you describe the general atmosphere in the meeting?
I think it was cordial. For us in Tewu, at least, one thing that I said over there, I listened to the president very carefully. And when the president was talking, he didn't talk about only teachers. He talked about teachers and non-teachers. So at least he recognizes that in the GES, there are teachers and there are non-teachers in the Ghana Education Service. At least for me, I told that meeting that I was happy the president recognized that.
So all along, you think you've been left behind when considering the issues of teachers?
That has been our complaints from the beginning. And at this meeting, we repeated the same thing. That look, when you are talking about GES, it is not only teachers that are in the Ghana Education Service. We have the non-teaching staff also who plays critical role in education delivery in the Ghana Education Service. Everybody must recognize that. So you are solving problems in the Ghana Education Service. You must look at the other side. Does it affect non-teaching staff? It affects them, address them. We will not have these problems that we are having.
I think from the spirit with which you are even talking shows that you are prepared to go back immediately. Would you be calling your members to start doing something in the interim as you prepare for your council meetings, because all the parties are prepared to sit and negotiate now?
We told the president that we have to go back to our council. We have structures and we must go through those structures to discuss, tell them his appeal, and we'll find a way forward.
That was the president of Tewu, Peter Lumo. In a related development, the Public Relations Office of the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission, El Ankra, says the commission is ready to dialogue with Tewu and urge them to bring their complaints before it. Speaking on Behind the News, Mr. Ankra said the commission has done all it can to resolve the grievances of Tewu, but they keep coming back with the same issue.
Issues concerning retention premiums. And those retention premiums are supposed to go to specific skills within Tewu. We gave them, and they said we should consider two other skills. We said, okay, go find out what those skills are and bring them back to the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission. They came back with 22 skills. Fair Wages will not honor that. I mean, it's a no-go area.
Normally, how many skills do you use?
There are certain skills within the teaching profession that we were supposed to give a retention premium. So we had to burn around to find, honor some of those skills for them. I don't really want to go into the details of mentioning who is what and who is who. Because the challenge of this particular thing is not about what to say, but what not to say out there in public. But then we have done what we are supposed to do for Tewu, and they keep coming back with the same thing. And if the moment we bend the rules of the single spine, it's going to have ripple effects all across board. So, yeah, we've done what we are supposed to do for Tewu. They will come back 10 times with the same issues. We are going to give them the same answer 10 times over.
Yeah. Please, before we even proceed from there, don't you see that then Tewu has got a challenge? And maybe to make matters short and for everybody to be happy, you can assign someone to even assist them in doing the right things.
Well, they know it isn't as if some of these labor groups or leadership. That's the thing. Sometimes we speak and it's about teachers and all that, but it's just the leadership. They know the issues. They know the truth of the matter. But you can't go to your rank and file and promise them heaven and earth and come to say, well, this is the gun on our head saying, fulfill the promises we have made. No, everything must work within the single spine structure, and that's how it's supposed to be.
In this case, you are waiting for them to make a presentation again.
Of course, the doors are open. They can bring up any concerns they have. But if it's about the same concerns, they are going to receive the same answers.
We earlier spoke to the president of Tewu, and he was talking about the fact that their concerns are just the same as what the teachers had presented. So it wasn't quite different. What is the remarkable change in what they brought that you think cannot be taken on looking at the single spine?
Well, if they are really, really sure, if he said specifically that their concerns are the same as the concerns crack and nut, then we don't have a problem anymore. Then those issues are the issues we're going to discuss when we get back to the table. Then case closed. Then Tewu does not have the point anymore, and I'm happy to hear that.
There was a public relations officer of the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission, L. Ankla, talking to Kingsley Obinchery.